Wow. I don't think I have to say anything else. I say that often, don't I? That's not at all. But I'll take this time to talk. So yesterday, or the day before, whenever it was, I sat down to put my sermon thoughts to paper. And I noticed someone sitting next to me. This little guy, my faithful companion these days, and he was purring. So I wasn't procrastinating, really, I wasn't. I Googled, how do cats purr? I learned that cats purr because their vocal cords separate, and then on both the inhale and the exhale, the vocal cords make the purring sound when they are content. This is the reason the sound seems to not have a stop or a start when they purr, because they're purring on the inhale and the exhale. We humans breathe thousands of times a day, about 26,000 times a day, and yet we never think about it. Breath is important for us as musicians, too. Right, musicians up there? Musicians are trained how to breathe to get their best sound and performance. When a baby is born, we wait to hear them breathe, and many times that breath comes out as a cry. In Hebrew and in Greek, breath, wind, and spirit are the same word. Genesis 2, chapter 2, verse 7, from the NRSV translation says, "Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." The Message says the same verse this way: God formed man out of dirt from the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life. The man became alive, a living soul. Is Genesis saying the Holy Spirit was breathed in, or breath or oxygen was supplied? What if the answer to both is yes? Our Romans text in the NRSV translation says, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words." With sighs too deep for words. The Inclusive Bible, the one we read from today, reads, "For we don't know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit expresses our plea with groanings too deep for words." Groanings too deep for words. Sometimes we are hurting and we are with sighs too deep for words, or we have wordless groanings. It seems the last week or two, death has been a part of my living and reflection. First, I walked with a loving family through the death and memorial service of their wife and mom and grandma. Then a special person to me tried to take his own life. A family came to me grieving the sudden loss of their son and brother several years ago, but the pain is still so very real. And finally, 17 people were killed while participating in the everyday activity of attending school and work, and the country and I are wrestling as a whole with these deaths and with the violence. Some of us may be dealing and reflecting on other hurts in life, Some may be unhappy with their job or housing situation or people around them, or their body's not working like it used to, or loneliness, or death of a pet, or someone very special to them, or feeling that the world needs to be more compassionate to one another. Sometimes we don't even know what to pray or how to pray. In times of hurt, it's okay. This is enough. Because when we do not know how or what to pray, our breath, the spirit inside us, does. We all know hurt, and yet we keep breathing. And somehow we keep breathing. What do we need to breathe out? What do we need to let go of in this breath? In the text, in the end of the text from Romans, the Apostle Paul states, "Nothing can separate us from the love of God." God breathed into us wind, spirit, soul. Rob Bell said, it's not that you have a spiritual life. You are a spiritual life. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Not death, not anger, not frustration, not pain, not addiction, not homelessness, not loneliness, not worry, nothing. We can just have wordless groans. God can handle it. We can question, and God can handle it. We are not meant to always have it all together. We do not always have to gather here in this space and pretend that it's all okay and we got it together. We don't always have to gather here in this space in praise and thanksgiving, because God can handle it. Sometimes we are angry and frustrated and fed up with being fed up with the country, with our leaders, with our own situations, with our struggle, with our loneliness, with our anger, and with ourselves. Yet, when we get quiet and listen closely to our bodies, we notice that we are breathing. And in that breath is the love of God. God breathed in life and the Holy Spirit into humanity. Therefore, we know nothing, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Amen.